Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the final session of Read the Word for 2022. It's been an interesting last month, but here we are. And chapters 19 through 22 in the book of Revelation are some amazing chapters. A lot of information in this, a lot of time period in this. Then we'll get to those final words of the Word of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And you know, there's a lot of things that have happened in the history of the world. But the greatest of the things that can happen in the world is that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. You know, the beginning verses in the Bible are, "In the beginning God created." And then the final verses are, "And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen and amen. And, you know, God is taking care of us all the way to the very end. And, you know, we're going to read it. He's going to destroy this earth. And then he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. A lot of people. I actually saw this today. And then I'll be done. I actually saw a Weather Channel statement. The resurgence of the ice age. Now, when I was a kid, the earth was going to freeze over. That's it. I'm just going to freeze over. Well, then we went from freezing over to global warming. I don't know who it was that found all this valuable information, but both of them are ignorant. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world we live on, and they that dwell therein. And no man can destroy this earth. You don't have permission. We have permission from God to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion of it, tend and keep it, but we don't have permission to destroy it. And Dr. Hilton Sutton and Dr. Lester Summerall, both of them have said, isn't it interesting how God's system is so perfect? Because dead, down, dying trees and stuff, storm will come through, the water will go high, it wipes it into the river runs it to the sea. When it gets it to the sea has organisms in it that eats it up, and the next thing you know, you have pure water. If all of their theories were true about the water were just destroying everything, well, then the ocean would be destroyed. But hey, it's not destroyed. Certainly there's ports that are really bad, certainly. Yeah. But isn't there something? There's a point in that port where them organisms are eating all that bad stuff. And should we be careful? Yes, we should be careful. Yeah. But freak out? Nah, don't be freaking. And quit letting men control water supplies and stuff like that, because there's always a wicked, corrupt man that'll want to do something bad to people. But anyways, welcome Roger Epstein and Sunday Geyser, two of our beloved partners right here on the Community of Faith. So here we go, guys. Revelation chapter 19 through 22. And the reality is, there's over 1,000 years in these four chapters. Here we go. We're going to start in chapter 19. I even got my book with me. We're going to start in chapter 19 with the marriage supper of the Lamb. The great worship, the wedding of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then we're going to go to the Battle of Armageddon. And it's right here in chapter 19. All right? Chapter 19, verse 1. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation, glory, honor, and power belong to our God. Now, that can't be at the end, the post-tribulation rapture. That can't be, because we're in heaven. This number here, you and I are the ones that sing hallelujah, not angels. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he's judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged on her the blood of her servants shed by her. So the prophets, the apostles, the believers. Verse 3, again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both great and small. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Omnipotent means all powerful. Imagine what it must be going to sound like when the billions of people who have made it through to heaven are actually all in heaven. I know that's a number that our minds can't understand. We think it's something big when they fill the big house. And at the University of Michigan with 100,000 people, and there's 100,000 people in the Coliseum, the Rose Bowl Coliseum, 100,000 people at Oyedepo's church in Africa. That's 100,000. 10 times that is 1 million, and there will be billions of us there. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Well, the bride of Christ is you and me. How do we adorn ourselves in the righteous acts of the saints? He said, right, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, we could stop right there with that one statement and teach and preach for an hour right there. I'll just take a drink and keep moving. You know why pastors take a drink during the message? So they don't have a dry sermon. Verse number 11. Now I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse. And he, capitalized, who sat on that white horse was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness. He judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, Jesus. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen and clean, followed him on white horses. So, the armies of heaven, are we in that? I want to ride a white horse with Jesus. Verse 15, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. He himself will rule with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm in Revelation 19, verse 17. I saw an angel standing in the sun. I like that. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him, capital H, who sat on the horse, and against his army, you and me. Then the beast was captured with him, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. That's the battle of Armageddon. And we read it about a little earlier, where the blood will flow, horse's bridle, you know, 3.5 feet, for 187 miles in that valley. Very interesting. Chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. One angel. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Glory, hallelujah. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So you and I will come back with him. And yet there will be people who actually made it through the seven-year tribulation and never took the mark, never worshiped the image, never had anything to do with it. Well, you and I know that in some remote villages of the earth, there's no TV. They wouldn't know what's going on. They wouldn't know. And if you miss the rapture, make sure you get to one of them places where you can just live all by yourself and have some water and plant some vegetables and make sure you got food for the winter. If you've missed the rapture, this is what you need to do. Because at the middle point of the tribulation, you're going to be caught up if you've made Jesus Lord. And if you lived all the way through without making Jesus Lord, well then, here we go. Verse 7, now when the 1,000 years have expired, so between verse 6 and 7, there's 1,000 years. That's a big old piece of paper right there. When the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison. He'll go out to deceive the nations. Of the earth. Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and beloved city. Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now the great white throne judgment. Watch this. Revelation 20, verse 11. Saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books of their life. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one, according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Interesting. Now that's chapter 20. Hold on, I got ahead of myself here. Chapter 20. All right. Well, let me read something here from Dr. Sutton. The millennium. Satan will be bound. There'll be no tempter. We'll learn war no more. No weapons or armies. Isaiah 11, 6 is a description of the millennium. Sounds like we're all vegetarians. Isaiah 65, sickness and death will not reign over mankind as today. Any who die will do so as a result of rebellion against God. Unsaved mortals that come through the tribulation and continue resisting God, and those born during the 1,000 year who also resist the authority of Christ. Isaiah 66, the ministers, there's ministers during the millennium. The first resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead, including Old Testament saints, at the appearing of Jesus. The dead in Christ will rise first. We who are alive and remain will be caught up together with him. Then there's the catching up of the living saints to meet the Lord in the air. The catching up of the great multitude mid-tribulation. The catching up of the 144,000. the resurrection of the two witnesses, and they're caught up. The resurrection of the tribulation martyrs. And then the last resurrection is the wicked of all the ages and to everlasting. I'm actually in Revelation chapter 21 now. Revelation 21. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem, bride of Christ. God and Christ are in Jerusalem. And the description of the new Jerusalem. Here we go. Chapter 21, verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. But he's going to make a brand new. For the first heaven and earth had passed away. When do they pass away? When you and I are in heaven and everyone's being judged, the earth will be destroyed by fire. And then God will create a new heaven and a new earth. Also, there is no more sea. Then I, John, saw the whole city, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, the New Jerusalem. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. That's also found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in the Old Testament. And God will wipe away every tear from their eye. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Verse 5, he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirst. If you're hungry, he'll feed you. If you're thirsty, he'll give you a nice drink of water. Seem to be thirsty today. Verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my sons and daughters. Look at this verse. Cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, wow, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. The New Jerusalem. This is Revelation 21, verse 9, the New Jerusalem. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me. And he talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Isn't that an interesting statement? And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. What do? Except read the Bible and believe it. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. She had a great and high wall with 12 gates. 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, 3 gates on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. So this angel showed him the Lamb's wife, the New Jerusalem, and then said, city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with 12,000 furlongs, its length, breadth, and height are equal. 1,500 miles wide, North Dakota to Maine. 1,500 miles long, North Dakota to Texas. 1,500 miles wide, Texas to Florida, and back up to Maine. That's a 1,500 square mile city. That's a big city. And now it's 1,500 miles high. Anybody want to say it? This is a very large city. This is Jerusalem. This isn't the new heaven and the new earth. This is the new Jerusalem, descending down to the earth. Verse 18, I'm in Revelation 21:18. The construction of its walls was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprase. The 11th, jacinth. And the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. This is the New Jerusalem. But I saw no temple in it. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. People are going to be on the earth living, and they're going to bring the glory of the nations to the city, the New Jerusalem. 25, its gates shall not be shut at all by day, and there shall be no night. 27, but there shall by no means enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow. We get to experience this just simply because you and I believe the book. Anybody want to shout it? I love the word. I love. Here we are. Revelation 22. I have a question. If the earth is burning up, so will that be hell? No, the earth will just be consumed. Death and Hades and hell, the lake of fire, are very specific location. Revelation 22 showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Eat the leaves, you received healing. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there, need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 21:6. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. John was one of them. 2,000 years with God is shortly. Verse 8. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me again, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 12. These are red letter words. Jesus testifies to the churches. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, whoever loves and practices lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So John wrote, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. and let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Verse 18. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In the last verses of the whole Bible, verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. The very grace of Almighty God be with you all. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, had to function in that grace. He was beaten. He was imprisoned. He was boiled in oil. He was dropped off on the Isle of Patmos. But he learned Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, we did it, guys. We read the whole Bible out loud and recorded it. I knew it was going to be a challenge. I didn't realize that the end was going to be as difficult as it was, but it doesn't matter. We did it. And we give God glory for it. I encourage you to make sure you save this YouTube playlist so that you can share it with others that you might know. I mean, already, if you're going through it, you're already 6 days into the beginning of the next year. And what an amazing situation that we actually have it all recorded and it's all right here on YouTube available for anybody. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Now, maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, but you'd like to. I would encourage you to. Why? Because you don't get to go to heaven in any sense of the word unless you're born again and you're walking with God. Now, I have been instructed by God that every time we come together, that we are supposed to, by God's assignment, pray the prayer of salvation. That means we've prayed it 365 times right here on this program, right here. And you might say, well, is there a benefit of that? No, no benefit. No benefit. There's a blessing in God for being faithful to the work that he's given us to do. And so, thank you, Father, for helping us. Now, Let's pray the prayer of salvation. You pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, I know I need you in my life every day. You said. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you will give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Ready? Be bold. Say these words. Jesus, here's my bold faith declaration. Juliana, welcome. I believe you are the Son of God. Say it. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Open up your hands and say, I receive you into my life, Lord. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life, say it, with all the fullness of God. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. So I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that from the depths of your heart, you are born again. You'll be experiencing God filling you right now. You'll be like, man, what's going on here, Pastor? You're being filled with Almighty God. You didn't get a church. You didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. Didn't get a Bible college. God Almighty just came to live within you. This is his home. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, do you not know that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? He come to live within you. Think about this. People have said for years, well, I just don't know how to live a Christian life. Well, that's because you wanted somebody to give you a list of do's and don'ts, but there's no list of do's and don'ts. Faith himself lives within you, leading you from the inside out. Get your Bible. We say this every day. Get your Bible. I recommend the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. You can go to minute 43, and you can see that Bible and hear me say this. Somebody put a timestamp in there. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. And every time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see Jesus say, my Father, circle it. Because he's telling you something about our Father, who loves us very much. And literally, because we receive Jesus, adopts us into his family. And we're now heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Anything that Jesus has, so do we. Man, people are like, I don't make sense. You got to study the Bible. Look, put all these books in your shelf away and get you a Bible with a good cross reference so you can see what the Bible actually says. It'll be a blessing to you. Wake up every day when you wake up in the morning and just say, Jesus, Father God, help me walk with you. And then talk to the Father all day long as if he's standing right next to you because he's in you. Leading you from the inside out. Say it with me. I choose to walk with you, my Father. And he chooses to walk with you. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and stick with us. We will help you walk with God every day of your life. That's what this is all about. You can buy this in most Bible bookstores, Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I recommend getting the nice leather so it lasts long. And if you want to get the indexes, you can. I don't like them. But I read out of the New King James Version if you're going to be a part of our gathering of believers, our Bible, our ministry here. That's the translation I read. Most of all, we want to see you again real soon. We'll be live every night, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. We're live at noon on Sunday. We're live at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a prayer program where we're praying for America. And then read the Word, which is available for you anytime, day or night. All you got to do is go to YouTube, search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, and read the Word. It'll pop up. Once you get to the playlist, you'll find a little plus sign there. Click that plus sign, and it'll add it to your library. So all you got to do is open up your YouTube and go to your library, and that playlist will be there. And you'll be able to just scroll through it and get to the place. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. And amen. We'll see you soon. Right here. Or in the air, walking with our God, in Jesus' mighty name. All of you on Blog Talk Radio, glad to have you with us. If you'd like to get this translated into your own native language, we would really like it if you did that. And we can help you know how. Send me an email. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right down there in the details of the program. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.